All right, spooks and spookettes. The new RSS feed is set up. Go ahead and go to featureoffright.com/category-horror-comedy/feed/ and subscribe now. We will leave this link in the show notes page for you to do that. Go ahead and make the switch today, because by May 10th, we will be broadcasting exclusively from that feed, and we will be gone from this one forever. Thank you, spooks and spookettes. Good evening, spooks and spookettes. Count Rahoon is here, and it is time for yet another feature of Fright. I just wanted to thank our wonderful patrons, Lucas Lanius, Rhonda Gentry, Morgan Mitchell, Tyler Laney, Yancy Pearson, Courtney O'Halloran, and Nicole Johnson. Because of your generosity, you help keep the lights off, which makes it a perfect setting to present one of our horrific tales. If you wish to join the ranks of the undead, go to featureoffright.com/Patreon or just click on the Patreon page link in the show notes page. And now that that's out of the way, let's get to the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. This evening's story deals with a certain taboo. It isn't fitting for your account to intervene in such humanly conundrums, but perhaps there are some among you listening out there that can relate. Tonight, this taboo could lead to some disturbing and unforeseen circumstances. There are times when people are in such peril and actively search for the light. Once in a while, the darkness is all too tempting. As the late, great Leonard Cohen once wrote, "For those that just can't seem to stop embracing that long black night, if you want it darker, we kill the flame."
Sorry, pal. Nobody likes jazz around here.
Name's Lenny. Third club I've been to this week, and another door shut in my face. Another thanks, but no thanks. I'm not a starving artist or anything. Retired, actually. Lifelong auto worker till about 3 months ago. Kind of an early retirement. Had a heart attack a little while back. Showed up for work about a month later and they already replaced me. I still get a pension, but living in a big city, it's barely enough to get by. So my new goal in life is to be a part-time jazz piano player and singer to get some extra cash. Nothing too big. Don't want to be a JT, JP, KP, or whatever crap everyone's into. Used to do it way back when, before my kid was born. Now that all I've got is time, I'm trying to pick it up again. But it seems that all the places I've played in are gone or have had serious changes in demographics. My son gave me a lead on this little dive downtown where the old mill used to be. Kids these days, they like to repurpose old factories and stuff for nightclubs. I don't get it. It's just kind of sad to me. Club's called Zoots, as in Zoot Suit. It was a pretty cool place. A little weird, though. Don't get me wrong, I was glad to see younger people, but I figured I'd see a lot more who were closer to my age. I swear I was the only soul in that place who had an ounce of silver hair. Then, out of nowhere, I felt a slight tap on my shoulder.
You're new, cutie.
Yeah, new. Right.
You don't need to feel out of place. You're right where you should be.
What makes you say that?
You play, don't you?
Yeah, doll, I used to play a...
I ain't your doll, daddy.
Right. Sorry, I forgot about the whole Me Too thing.
I'm just kidding.
Good one.
You want to play tonight?
Yeah, do you own the joint?
Careful. Joint has a different meaning now.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Well, handsome, it doesn't matter who owns this place. If you want to play, you can play. If anybody tries to stop you, you tell them you're Lana's friend.
I might need something to drink first.
It's all good here. You look like a gin and tonic guy.
I'll stick to club soda. I got a heart condition. I can't get too crazy with alcohol.
It's all good. Whatever you want. I'm going to go back up there. You going to be here when I get back?
I might take you up on your offer.
Good.
Break a leg, Lana?
Yeah. And your name?
Lenny.
Be back in a few.
This was all really cool, but strange. That girl couldn't have been more than 20, 21. I liked that swagger. The slow jabs she took at me, the kindness. Sure, she was probably the best-looking one in this whole place, but there was so much more to her than those looks and that crazy hair. There was something hypnotic about her. I could definitely see that when she started singing. There was some conversation going on when I first got there, but when she got up there, it was like the entire world stopped just to listen to her. That voice was something else. I didn't know what was going on in my head. I didn't know if I was inspired, falling in love, or just thoroughly impressed. However I felt, I knew I had to try to talk to her again. I managed to pull her aside. There was a little table off to the far corner of the bar where we sat and talked. That was something else.
Something else?
I don't know how else to say it. It was great. Out of sight.
I thought you said you weren't that old.
Is 58 that old?
No, 58's fine. Only 2 more years before I lose interest.
Lose interest?
Any man from 18 to 60 is fair game. Just my rule.
That's a wide range.
Well, I usually don't date men who are younger than me. Too stupid.
Aren't all men?
Well, yeah. Young guys especially. I like older men.
Why?
Daddy issues.
That's funny. You got daddy issues. I got mommy issues.
How does that work? You date older women?
No, I usually go for younger women.
Then you don't have mommy issues.
Well, my mom was younger than my dad. My first wife was about 10 years younger than me. They were a lot alike.
How many times have you been married?
Twice.
I guess that says a lot about your mother.
My second wife was only a couple of years younger than me. My first wife died after my son was born.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay. Are we allowed to smoke in here?
I don't see anybody coming after us, do you? Here, take a puff.
All right.
Like it?
It's all right. I used to smoke a lot.
Why'd you quit?
It ain't good for you, darling.
I only do it every now and then. Takes me forever to get through a whole pack.
No judging either way. How old are you?
Does it matter?
Well, it does if you're underage.
You're a picky cradle robber, aren't you?
Easy.
Relax. I'm older than 18.
You won't give me a number?
It's kind of rude, isn't it?
Well, come on, don't make me feel like a jerk.
You should have gotten up there to play.
I wasn't ready. Plus, I couldn't follow you.
Most people can't. What time is it?
Midnight.
You want to keep talking?
Sure.
Come on out to my car. It's gonna get noisy in here again.
Where you parked?
Just out back. Let's go.
I'm not gonna lie, I was nervous. It felt like I was on a date, but I wasn't sure. I don't know how they do it now. Dating, I mean. I never dated someone with this much of an age gap. All I could do was try to play it cool.
Take a sip.
What is it?
Just do it. Come on, don't be shy. Don't put your lips on it.
I didn't drink poison, did I?
No, it's a cosmetic thing. It Helps with pores and stuff.
Oh. I think I'm too old to be worried about cosmetics.
We can all look a little prettier.
I don't think you can get any prettier, babe.
Thank you, Daddy. You're blushing. That's cute.
I don't know how I feel about being called Daddy.
It's a force of habit. The last man I was with was older than me. I called him Daddy, too. He didn't like it.
It's not that I don't like it.
You don't have to make me feel better.
No, really, it's fine. It just caught me off guard. I actually really like it. I just didn't want to say it. Most of my friends have been married for a long time, and they don't have the same needs that I have. If they knew I was with someone old enough to be my daughter, they'd read me the riot act.
The what?
Never mind. I just mean that they wouldn't like the idea of me making a pass at a young woman, you know?
Two phrases nobody uses anymore.
Hush, you know what I'm talking about.
I think I get it. But that's okay. You're not a deviant, Lenny. Everything that you want seems pretty reasonable. Unless, of course, you're having fantasies about making me dress up like a dog.
No, that's weird.
Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah.
Did you have a good childhood?
Yeah, I guess. It was tough. Dad left. Mom hit the bottle. I had to take care of my little brothers.
How old were you when he left?
About 13.
So I bet you probably had to get a job.
I missed my prom working a double at the plant.
That's what I thought. You had to grow up really fast. You missed out a lot when you were younger, so you're making up for it much later. It makes sense.
Well, now that we're done analyzing me, what about you? What makes you tick?
My dad was around. He was a good provider, but not much else. He was a pretty terrible father, actually. Never came to any of my recitals, never really let me do anything. So that's why I prefer older men. They provide for me in most areas. They've fallen short in a lot of places too, but it's a work in progress. Still looking for the right man. The right daddy.
So, are you thinking that I'm your next daddy?
I don't know yet. Probably not, but I do like having you around. You're a really cool guy, Lenny.
Well, you're pretty cool too, Lana.
Look, if you want to go home now, I get it. But you're more than welcome to come back with me to my place.
Sure.
Promise to bring you back, safe and sound.
I know at this point of the story, you probably think it's all been simple chit-chat. I promise you, friend, this is where the story gets really, really weird.
This is it. Do you like?
Is your bed fancy, too?
You'll just have to wait to find out, Daddy.
Oh!
You okay?
Yeah, I forgot to take my pill. Hold on. Now I'm throwing off my schedule.
What do you need pills for?
It's for my chest pains. Sometimes
If you need to go home, that's okay.
No, baby, I'm fine, really.
Okay, just don't die on me.
I wouldn't dream of it. Oh, man, you keep it dimly lit, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes electric lighting hurts my skin. Besides, I like candlelight better.
You're not afraid that this whole place is going to burn down?
I'm not the one paying for the place anyway.
Wouldn't your boyfriend be upset then?
He's not my boyfriend.
So there's a story there.
Not tonight. How about some music?
Cool.
Anything in particular?
Surprise me.
Well, make yourself at home. Sit on the couch, I'll put something on.
You like this rap crap?
Just listen to it. It's not exactly rap.
Yeah, but this is what the kids are listening to, right?
Yes, old man. Come on, it's pretty good. You want a drink?
No cosmetic water.
Just scotch. Here you go.
This is really good.
It was a gift. It's actually really old.
Another boyfriend?
Shut up.
Smooth.
Oh, I love this song. Here,
What?
Come on. I want to dance.
I don't know how to dance this stuff.
It's just a slow dance. You can do that, right? See? Simple enough.
Sure it is.
Can you hold me closer?
Yeah. How's this?
Come on, Daddy. Don't get shy on me now.
Well, a little hottie like you, it's hard not to be a little nervous.
Well, you'd better get brave. I don't want a good boy. I want a man.
You got one, baby. You got it any way you want it.
I have another serious question.
Shoot.
Do you like growing old?
Who does? Who likes being told to leave your job after you still want to work?
You couldn't work in a factory after that.
Yeah, but it was simple, you know? Something I could do pretty easy. I ain't that smart.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, well, not a whole lot I could do.
Why didn't you try doing music full time?
I ain't that good, honey.
You never really know until you try.
Why'd you ask me that?
Because I want to help you, Lenny. You're a great guy, and you have a lot of living left to do. You shouldn't let anything stop you. Not your health, not your friends, your age, nothing and nobody.
That's just part of getting old, babe. There's nothing we can do about it.
Sure there is.
What, don't die?
Yes.
Maybe you're more of a lightweight than you thought?
If you could be better, younger, healthier, happier, wouldn't you do it?
Well, sure I would. Look, I'm not unhappy. I'm gonna get healthier. I'm just not getting any younger.
You're not listening to me.
I'm missing something. Why are you upset?
Lenny, I'm being real. I'm not high or wasted. I want to give you a chance to relive everything you've missed and everything you want to do. It's all there for you.
Lana, you're creeping me out a little bit.
I can make it as dark and creepy as you want me to make it. We both know this is creepy. This whole evening is. You, old man, trying to get with such a young thing like me. I like it rough. I want you to scare me. And I know you want to give it to me hard, Daddy. It's creepy. But you like it. You know I like it too. Your heart is about to bust right out of your chest. I feel it. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Come to the couch.
If you're being straight up, how do I do it?
You trust me?
I think so.
Sit back and relax.
What?
Shh. Just relax.
I don't know if I'm into this thing. You're biting my neck. It kind of hurts. Please.
Not bad, Daddy. Not bad.
I can't be that drunk. Do you have fangs?
One more thing.
Oh, baby, please don't bite your arm. You might rip into it too deep.
Do you still want it?
Yeah.
Then you have to drink.
Your arm?
Yes, baby. Otherwise, it won't take. If you drink, you'll never have to worry about anything. You'll be strong, young, and you can do anything you want.
I don't know if I should. It feels wrong.
Just a little taste. That's all it takes.
I wanted it darker. So I killed the flame. All right, so I did it again. A vampire story that comes out of nowhere. Spooks and spookettes, I feel that with me you get your fill of vampires, but every now and then I think it's important to share the spotlight. It makes things interesting. I promise I will be a little more upfront about it in the future. I feel like a third time would be cliché. I think the taboos I alluded to speak for themselves. No need to discuss it further. By the way, I may or may not be paying for Lana's apartment. We're old friends. Anyway, that's all the time I have. But be sure to join me next time for yet another feature of Fright. Until then, as far as things go when things go bump in the night, there are such things. Want to help the show grow? Well, you can start by leaving us a review on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, click on Podcasts, type in Count Rahun's feature of Fright. Once you hit the main page, go to Ratings and Reviews, and click Write a Review. The more reviews we get, the higher we move up in the iTunes rankings, and the closer we get to world domination. Thank you, Spooks and Spookettes.
Hello, Internet Land. This is Austin Duke from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions. Do you like music? Do you like the songs you hear on the radio but wish you could hear more like them? Well, then check out our new podcast, Album Cuts, where I take a look at entire musical albums and go through every single song, not just the singles, and see what you're missing out on if you only listen to the radio. Again, that is Album Cuts from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions.